You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 21, where we left off last time. Gospel, God spelled, good news, Mark, chapter 1, verse 21. I want to invite everybody in the world to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. We're live on the air. I teach another book of the Bible. And when we go off the air, I pray for everybody who comes one by one as the Holy Spirit leads. And he often operates in his beautiful gifts of Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12. And then we pray for America. Now, we also, when we do that, we have such good fellowship. We're going to begin to have choir practice. We're going to practice the hymn of the month. And we're going to have it ready for Sunday. I'm buying a new piano, but it's not here yet. So I'm going to play this one. And we're going to practice. So every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Now, if you want to play an instrument on Sunday for the Firebrand Band, you will have to come on Wednesday because you have to practice your work, okay? I also want to invite everybody to come here on Sunday at 5 p.m. to worship with us for the live radio, internet, SoundCloud, Facebook, and Truth Social taping. I'm in Century, Florida. I am right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is a gathering place for Christian friends to fellowship and pray. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there. You'll see a sign with a little arrow pointing to my place, Sherry, S-H-A-R-I, Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida, 32940. Excuse me. And now the curtain comes up on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 21. At age 30, the Lord Jesus Christ was ready to begin his earthly ministry. So to show us how we're supposed to do it, he was baptized in water, River Jordan, by John the Baptist. But when Jesus came up out of the water, he received another baptism, the baptism of Holy Spirit and fire. And then he was anointed. The anointing destroys the yoke. The anointing is how you lead the Christian life. Amen. His last name is not Christ. It's Greek Christos, the anointed one, the Messiah. Amen. So, of course, the devil would tempt him. So Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights to create a weakness within himself. The devil tested him, but Jesus won. He overcame. Amen. And then Jesus chose the first four of his disciples. He would choose 12, but only chose four last time. Simon, his Andrew, his brother, James, and his brother, John. Simon, Andrew, James, and John. Therefore, from God's heart to my heart to your heart, demons, demons everywhere. Well, church, cast them out.
Amen.
Samuel Coolidge wrote English literature, classical, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. The sailors were out on sea. There was a storm. The ship was breaking up, and they had no fresh water. So The Rime of the Ancient Mariner says, water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Revelation chapter 16 says at the end of the age, we are at the end of the age, the river Euphrates will be open, and all the devils and demons of hell will be on planet Earth. They are here. They are packed in the government, politics, fake news media, education, business, and sometimes in the churches. But Jesus told you, Christian, in Mark 16, that if you're a believer in the name and authority of Jesus, you are to cast out demons and heal the sick. Yeah. A man said, I can stop Scott versus 18-wheeler on the interstate by pulling up my hand. Someone said, how can you do that? He said, I got a badge. I'm the sheriff's deputy. Your badge is the name of Jesus, Amen. The word of God, Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Demons everywhere. Well, church, cast them out.
Amen.
Verse 21, and he went into Capernaum.
City of compassion. Now we're going to watch compassion in Jesus.
And straightway,
immediately,
on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught.
Now Jesus wrote the Bible. He is the Sabbath. So obeys his word. He goes to church on the Sabbath, just like you're supposed to do.
22. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that hath authority and not as the scribes.
The scribes would say, well, this preacher said, and that preacher said, and that denomination said, and that book said, but Jesus says, the word of God says. Amen. The word of God is the final authority, Amen. The anointed word. Jesus is the word, and he is the anointed one.
Yeah.
That settles it.
23. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit.
Right there in church, a man with a demon. Why? Well, the devil's got the rest of the world. He's got the politicians, except for Donald Trump and a few of those. He's got most of the media. He's got the business people. He's got the government. He comes to church because he's got everybody else. His method of operation is to come into the church. Now, he comes into the church most of the time piggyback on people. People, even Christians, who hear the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, see the wrong thing, think the wrong thing, go with the wrong person, go the wrong place. They open doors for him. But demons also come in sometimes, the demon itself.
And he cried out.
Now, one thing I've learned, discernment of spirits, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, tells me that sometimes when a person comes in and they've got a demon, you'll find they twist in their seat. They giggle like a hyena. They cackle. They grunt. They moan. They say, Now, not always, but that is a sign that little demon's a little bit nervous because the anointing is there, and the anointing destroys the yoke, Isaiah 10.
24, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, thou Holy One of God.
Okay. Why did the demons know who Jesus was? Because of the world that then was, 2 Peter 3, 6 and 7, world, Aeon, Greek, first earth age. Remember, we were all in the spirit body with him then. If the silver cord breaks, your spirit returns to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7. Revelation 12, the angels, they are children of God, minus the flesh, all of us in spirit body. One third followed that old dragon, Lucifer, who rebelled against God. So they knew him. Now, demons also know a Christian who is anointed. I mean, has the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Because the anointing Christian means that Jesus paints himself on you. Amen. All the demon can see is Jesus, and they're afraid of you. Amen. And the anointing destroys the yoke. Now, Jesus experienced such a thing in Matthew chapter 8. There was a man there that had a legion of spirits, demons, and he knew that Jesus was going to cast them out. But demons need a body. That's how they do their dirty work. They're looking for a Christian's body who watches too much stuff on the cell phone, on video games, who says the wrong thing, goes the wrong thing, hears the wrong thing, doesn't go to church, does not feel the word. And they have to have a body. So the demon said, Jesus, we know you're going to cast us out. Could we please go into those pigs? In other words, we've got to have a body. So demons sometimes occupy people. A lot of times they occupy people. But they also can occupy animals. When you see an animal acting really strange, you might want to check the owner.
25. Jesus rebuked him.
Now, Jesus spoke to that. Okay, listen carefully. The kingdom of heaven is activated by the spoken word. Amen. We're in the kingdom of heaven now. Jesus, our king, and we have his dominion. The kingdom of heaven is activated by the spoken word. Death and life are the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. You speak to that mountain. You speak to the demon out loud.
Saying, hold thy peace.
Be quiet. Stop it.
I come out of him.
Come out. In the name of Jesus. Authority of Jesus.
26. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Now, sometimes when you cast a demon out of a person, the person will fall and thrash about, hitting his or her head, falling on the floor, sometimes looking like they're dead. This is a demon's ploy. They do not want to come out of that body. They need that body. That's their place. And a lot of times they'll make the person look like they're dead, so you'll stop. That's not the time to stop. Jesus didn't stop. Remember, it's a demon. The authority in the name of Jesus, come out.
27. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves and said, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commanded even the unclean spirit, and they do obey him.
They do not realize that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, omnipotent, unlimited power. Jesus spoke, and all that was nothing became something. The kingdom of heaven is activated by the spoken word when it is anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Verse 28, and immediately, his fame spread abroad.
They heard about Jesus.
Throughout all the regions round about Galilee. 29. Forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew.
Now Simon and Andrew are brothers, and the house is close to the church there. Now Simon has a wife. He's got a mother-in-law there, and they're going to cook him up some dinner.
With James and John.
The first four, okay. Simon's house. Mother-in-law going to cook dinner. She's a good cook.
30. And Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever.
Uh-oh. Can't have any dinner. Fever will kill you. Can.
Anon, they tell him.
Immediately, they told Jesus.
With her. 31. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately, the fever left her.
Now, Mark surveys things. He's quick, fast, immediate, straightway, and on. But in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, Luke was a physician before he followed Jesus, so he's more thorough. Luke says that when Jesus saw the mother-in-law lying there very sick, actually dying of a fever, Jesus rebuked the fever, Jesus spoke to the fever, and it, the fever, left her. Fever can hear. Amen. Cancer can hear.
Amen.
Arthritis can hear. Diabetes can hear. Strokes can hear. Leukemia can hear. Ulcers can hear. Allergies can hear. Backaches can hear. Blood conditions can hear. The kingdom of heaven is activated by the spoken word.
Amen.
And And she ministered unto them.
She got up and cooked them some dinner. Now, not everybody wants to be healed too much. In my school in Cocoa, one time at a service, I always pray for people to be healed. A woman came up and she said, pray for this and pray for that. And the Lord healed her right then. She said, wait a minute, Sherry, don't pray anymore. I don't want to get too well because I can't draw disability and I'll have to go to work. Tut, tut. You're supposed to work.
Amen. 32. And even when the sun did set.
Okay, it's sundown now. Seems like it's time to go to bed.
They brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils.
Some were actually sick, maladies, infirmities, diseases, but some were possessed of devils. Now, sometimes one can be possessed of devil, and you got to figure out, is it a demon or is it a sickness? Because you handle them differently.
33. And all the city was gathered together at the door.
The Gospel of John says Jesus is at the door. That's a good place to gather. Even better than the gathering place, the produce place. Gather at the door, Jesus.
Amen. 34. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered.
Okay. You are supposed to heal the sick and cast out devils. How do you know which it is? Holy Spirit has a gift of discernment of spirits. Paul had the same problem there in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas and some other men of God were ministering. And for a few days there, Acts chapter 16, a young damsel followed after them. And she had a spirit of divination. That's a religious spirit. She's going to say good things. She said, these men are the servants of the Most High God. They do show us the way of salvation. Well, that's right. That's what they were doing. Jesus is the way. But something didn't feel right to Paul. I always say my little Urim and my Thummim, the book of Exodus for priest vests, it starts going, something's wrong. And after a few days, Paul said, come out of her. He realized that it was an evil spirit, and the spirit came out. Now, that's how you can know sometimes a person will come and they say they're sick. But you better ask the Holy Spirit because it could be a demon causing the person to be sick or will make you sick. Been there, done that. Also, there are many ways for you to heal the sick. But always, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. Now, there are three ways. First of all, the power of the spoken word. Jesus rebuked the fever, and it left her. You speak death and life to the power of the tongue. That's why Jesus said to speak to the mountain, it'll be gone. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you, sickness, cancer, allergies, arthritis, pain. I command you to loose this person in the name of Jesus. Now, a better way, if you're in close proximity, is James 5:13. Is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Make sure that you are mature in God's word and have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because the word and spirit will get it done. Let them anoint him with oil. I have a bottle of oil here on my piano. Olive oil, two names of God, Eliyah. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, heal, and the Lord shall raise them up. Okay. Now, even when you anoint with oil the person, you still want to use a spoken word. I anoint with oil, the name of the Lord, make a sign of a cross. In the name of Jesus, I command this sickness to loose you and let you be gone. Another way is the way Paul did. They took kerchiefs and clothing from Paul's body. He was so anointed. And they would take him to sick people, and the sick people were healed. We call that prayer cloths. Now, it's not the cloth. It's not the oil. It's the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. Whenever I hand you anything, some of you I give an envelope, every Sunday and Wednesday. I didn't just put that in your chair, hand it to you. When I give you an envelope, when I gave you a Valentine, when I gave you a Christmas present, when I put something in your your cherry church, when I hand you anything, when I have mail, anything I ever touch and give to someone else, first of all, I place it in my hands and I ask the Holy Spirit to anoint and touch this person. Even Bill, somebody's going to open it. So see, the anointing destroys the yoke.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
You do it too.
Not the devils to speak, because they knew him.
Jesus had 3 years to go to train these disciples, and he didn't want to get too famous because the Pharisees would kill him too soon. So don't let me get too famous so I can get these disciples ready to heal the sick and raise the dead, cast out demons, and build the church.
35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before the day.
Oh my goodness, about 3 a.m. He has worked. I mean, digging ditches in the hot sun is what it's like when you do 1 hour of Holy Spirit anointing, teaching, praying for others. He's done that. He needs sleep. He'd be justified to sleep. But he gets up early. Let's say about 3 a.m. Heaven is open between 3 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. If you wake up then, it might be God wants you to talk to him. He might want to talk to you.
He went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed.
Why? Why did Jesus do that? Because Jesus knows the demon slayer must be a power prayer. The demon slayer must be a power prayer. Not dead prayers. Praying in the Spirit, Romans 8:26, with groanings which cannot be uttered, that you pray according to Father's will. And you must know how to pray in power. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. The more you pray, especially the Spirit, it draws that anointing.
Yeah, amen.
36.
One thing Jesus did, he didn't do all the talking. Jesus says, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. Some of you say, I can never pray from 3 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. Well, that's because you're talking. You're saying, you're not praying. Praying, oh, you make a sound, is not saying, is communing with God. He talks to you. You talk to him. The Holy Spirit prays it through you. And time goes by so fast.
Amen.
Amen.
The demon slayer is a power prayer. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit, baptism and fire.
And Simon, and they were with him, followed after him. 37.
What's he doing, they say? Where does he go?
When they found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee.
Well, everybody wanted Jesus, but sadly, they weren't coming for Jesus to love him, to worship him. They wanted him to do something for them. Why are you listening to me? Why did you come to church? Why do you pray? Why do you call yourself a Christian? Is it because Jesus is enough? You're in love with him? Or mostly you want to do something for you? It's a good time to check. You're going to find more and more as you're anointed. But you don't ask so much, not for yourself, you'll pray for others. But Jesus satisfies your longing soul. He fills your hungry soul with goodness.
Amen.
And he's told you what to do about your body, about your money, about your business, about your family, about your life. So get on and do it. Amen. And seek him. Love him.
38. And he said unto them, let us go into the next town, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth.
Jesus told you, Christian, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're doing that via media. You can do it too by helping.
39. and he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils.
Yeah, those demons right there at all those churches, they love to come to church. I have a lot of wonderful pastors listening to me and church leaders. Here's what I do, and this will help you. Periodically, I go down with my bottle of oil. I kneel before every chair, and ouch, and I pray over that chair and the person who sit in it, anointing the bottom of the chair with oil. You have to keep the sanctuary clean. It's your responsibility. Cast them out.
40. And there came a leper beseeching him.
A leper was so pitiful. They could not touch anyone because they had sores oozing. Out of the sore would come blood and pus and gook. And they could not touch their loved one or ever hug again. Do you know that people die for lack of touch? You want to help someone. Reach out and touch them. Put your hand on. That begins the healing process. Touch them with your hand. Touch them with your love.
And kneeling down,
he worshipped him, says Luke.
And saying unto him, if thou wilt, make me clean.
Jesus, I know you could heal me, but I do not know if it's your will to heal. Is it the Lord's will to heal everybody? Or we're going to find out.
41. And Jesus moved with compassion.
First step, healing. Bear one another's burdens. I can tell you from a personal experience, there are times if I just could know that one person was feeling what I'm going through, it would help me. It's not enough to say, I'm sorry you're sick. I'm thinking about you. I'm praying about you. When you actually feel it, you're to be an empath with one body, it starts taking it out. The first thing you do is feel the pain.
Put forth his hand and touch him.
Jesus touched the oozing, gooky mess there. The next thing you do is touch them. You felt their pain. You hold them and let them cry. And you put your hands on them. You shall lay hands on the sick and they recover. Feel their pain. Touch them. If you're not in close proximity, touch them with your love. Call them on the telephone and tell them.
And saith unto him, I will.
I will. I will. Of course it's Jesus' will.
Be thou clean.
And then he spoke it. Feel their pain, touch them, and speak the healing word. Everybody say, feel the pain.
Feel the pain.
Touch them.
Touch them.
And speak the spoken word.
And speak the spoken word.
But it must be with anointing. It must be with anointing. Now, Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24 says, with Jesus' stripes we are healed. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back, and the Bible says with Jesus' stripes they are healed. Ouch! Do you think he would have taken those 39 painful stripes if it wasn't his will? Whew, of course it's his will.
42. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. 43. And he straightly charged him and forthwith sent him away. 44. And saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man. Go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things Moses commanded, a testimony unto them.
Jesus wrote the word. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Leviticus 14 says, if you've been healed of leprosy, go to the priest and let him do a test. The priest takes two clean birds, kills one clean bird, and puts the blood of the dead bird in a basin, and dips the live bird in the blood, and then let the live bird go free. With Jesus' stripes you heal, the truth makes you free. So he told him, go do that. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 23, I didn't come to do away with the law, I came to fulfill it.
45. Then he went out and began to publish it much, and the blaze abroad the matter.
Why did he blaze it abroad? He's a firebrand. He's a lightning rod. Amen. When Jesus touched him, the baptism of Holy Spirit fire came on him. Hallelujah. It's like fire shut up in his bones. I'll tell you the truth. When you got the baptism of Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ is real to you, you got to tell. You got to shout.
Amen.
Go and tell.
In so much that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter.
They came to him because they were in desert places, but in desert places, the anointing destroys the yoke. Demons everywhere. Well, Christian, cast them out. Amen. I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
Let me introduce to you the owner of the produce place, man of God, my radio announcer, twin friend, Scott Merson. David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19.
Absolutely perfect. Scorpions in the Greek, there is demons, and serpents are devils. And that is your responsibility. Before I pray for healing, let's pray for anyone out in cyberspace who's lost. Pray this prayer with me. Mean it with your heart, and God will save you right now. Here we go. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I change my mind. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Forgive all my sins.
Forgive all my sins.
Wash them all away with your blood.
Wash them all away with your blood.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Make me usable to win many souls to Jesus.
Make me usable to win many souls to Jesus.
I confess with my mouth before the whole wide world.
I confess with my mouth before the whole wide world
that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
That Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Now, for those here in cyberspace, Romans 10 says, with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. You need to tell two or three people. I invite you to tell me. In a moment, Scott, my announcer, will give you my telephone number. Call that number. It's my voicemail. Leave your message, and when I get it, I'll pray for you. And welcome the family of God. Now get yourself a Bible, Old Testament and New. I suggest the King James Bible. It is the only version that you can trace almost every word back to the original Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Syriac, Chaldee, which Holy Spirit wrote it. Read that Bible every day. Get it out of your head and into your heart so it'll talk to you. Find a place in your home, your prayer place, and pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name. Don't do all the talking. Let him talk to you. Have the Bible ready, because sometimes you want to talk to him about his word. Don't give up until you receive the full baptism of Holy Spirit and fire. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that is how you overcome all the power of the enemy, as God told us in Luke 10:19. Now you want to go to church every time the door opens, not only on the Sabbath, whether it's Sunday or Saturday. And also, you want to go midweek, because that's where you learn how to pray. And remember, demon slayers have to be power prayers.
Amen.
Find a church that teaches God's word, book, chapter, verse, and line. Paul said to, Isaiah 28 says, line by line. Make sure the pastor shepherd there has a baptism of Holy Spirit, is led by those Holy Spirit, operates in those gifts. Be faithful there. Find out what you can do. Look around, see what you do to make it better. Pray for the pastor, pray for the services. Fast and pray and give and be there. Don't just sit and watch the show, make it better.
Amen.
Return your tithe where you get fed God's word. I love you, God bless you, and welcome to the family of God. Now for healing, I feel led to pray for those who are grieving because you've lost a loved one. Grief is really or deep sickness them. So in the name and the power of Jesus, you have really lost your recently loved one. I speak to the spirit of heaviness in you. Grief, move. Loose this man, loose this woman. Loose this child, loose this boy, loose this girl. We call forth the spirit of joy. We ask for the comforter, even Holy Spirit, to comfort you, to give you joy for mourning. The garment of praise, we praise the Lord for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, we ask you restore the joy of your salvation. Let not your heart be troubled. Peace be still. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend. Yes, I am, Sherry Medlock. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And oh, church, no greater loveth this that a man lay down his life for his friend. I love you too. I'm looking forward to next time when we get together as a family of God. In here, I love you. All over the world, I love you. I feel your spirits. To hear the joyful sound of
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIV.
From heaven to earth, our Savior came. For us on a cross, He bled and died. And from the cross to an empty grave, He rose to life. He rose to alive. He is alive.
Hey, this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Catch the sound of my name, and I start to wonder just how long I've been asleep. You say it's time to rise, wake from all this slumber. Suddenly my deepest winter's turning into spring, turning into spring.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
No matter what you're dealing with in your life, it can be traced back to the presence of sin.
Dr. Tony Evans says many people who think they have lots of problems really only have one, and the Lord is ready to solve it.
Because Jesus Christ didn't come to fix symptoms. He came to fix causes.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The Bible ascribes several different names to Jesus, each of them telling us something significant about who he is. Today, Dr. Evans explores the implications of one of Jesus' most familiar and most important names. Let's join him in Matthew chapter 1.
Names matter. When we speak about the name of a person, we're giving their identity away. If I would ask for Bill, then Ralph would not raise his hand, because if that's not his name, that's not his identity. Because names are more than nomenclature. It has to do with identification. In the Bible, they really mattered, because names were given at the earliest possible time to define the hopes and dreams of a child by their parents. So the parents would give the child a name to reflect what that child was destined to become, because names mattered. Today, I want to start off with Jesus's personal name, Jesus. Now, the first thing I want you to observe is that Jesus's name was not given to him by his human mother and father. It says, heaven sent a message to Joseph and told Joseph, this is what I want you to name the baby that's not biologically yours, but the one that you will raise, and I want you to call him what his father wants him to be named. I want you to call his name.